Get ready to laugh and learn about God. I'm Jesse Fleuria, editor of Focus on the Family's Clubhouse magazine. Comedian Bob Smiley and I are super excited to launch the third season of the official Average Boy podcast. You'll giggle at Bob's wild Average Boy adventures, and you'll pick up valuable faith lessons. Visit averageboy.org for more information, and be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
He's Average Boy! Average Boy!
Shoes untied and his ears slicked back, taking life on one day at a time. Average Boy and Jess bringing the rhyme.
Welcome to episode 33 of the official Average Boy podcast. I'm Bob Smiley, a.k.a. Average Boy, a.k.a. the keeper of the peace and the giver of... What rhymes with peace?
Well, hang on while I fold a crease in my piece of paper and I put this jacket made of fleece while I finish feeding these geese, and then I'll think of something that rhymes with peace.
I guess being the editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine has taught you a lot of words.
Indubitably, it has. And hello, I'm Jesse, and well, I guess it's already been said, but I'm the editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine.
I did say that, but you can say it again if you want to, because I need some time to look up the word indubitably.
Yes, I think we covered that, but what we haven't covered is today's topic. So, do you have one?
Oh, indubitably I do. Today I'd like to talk about something my parents call peaceful conflict resolution.
Ah, that sounds interesting. But did something happen that put this topic on your mind?
Actually, it did. My brother and I got a big lesson on it from Mom and Dad 2 days ago. It started right after lunch. I was just minding my own business in the backyard. I was just tossing a football around when my brother started shouting at me. That's what started the whole thing.
Oh, man. You know, why did your brother start yelling at you?
Well, I was sort of tossing the football at his head. But in my defense, a fly had landed on his hat, and my brother does not like flies. So I was just trying to help him out. I threw the football at him, and the fly flew away. But by the way, I wonder why the fly got the name the fly. Like, there's so many other animals that fly. So why is the fly so special that it got the fly name?
It's a good question, but I think we're a little off topic. So that does remind me of a joke, though. So,
oh, I wish I had my football right now.
No. You'll like this one. When is a baseball player like a spider?
When he gets on the World Wide Web?
No, when he catches a fly.
Oh, yeah, fly. Yeah. Oh, fly. Okay, thanks for getting me back on topic. So, I lovingly saved my brother from the fly, but he started yelling at me for no reason. He then picked up the football and threw it at me, which was crazy because there wasn't a fly anywhere near me. So, I calmly threw the football back at him, and that's when my dad got involved.
Oh, well, what did your dad do?
At first, he shouted. He didn't shout at us, but when I threw the football back at my brother ducked right as my dad was walking out the back door. The football hit my dad right in the stomach. My dad let out a huge gust of wind. In fact, I was about 20 feet away from him, but I could tell that my dad had just had a tuna fish sandwich for lunch.
So the football knocked the wind out of your dad.
Exactly. And dad started yelling. Sort of. He was going... And this caused my mom to come outside. She said it sounded like a cow was moaning. Dad did get his breath back in time to say, "That's utterly impossible." My brother and I laughed at Dad's joke. It was pretty funny. But Dad turned to us and he asked us what happened. So I told my side of the story and my brother told his side of the story. The fly actually was not available for questioning. But that's when my mom launched into a long lesson on peaceful conflict resolution. She said that both my brother and I lost our tempers and someone ended up actually getting hurt because of it. So she pointed out that we both had several opportunities to stop the fight and get control of our anger.
Your mom is right. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 17 says, "A man of quick temper acts foolishly."
Yeah, actually, she quoted James chapter 1, verse 20, "For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God."
Both of those verses are helpful. Not only do we end up doing dumb stuff when we're angry, but if we let our anger take control over our emotions, bad things usually happen. You know, if we can control our anger, then normally there's a better outcome to the situation, hopefully one that honors God.
Yeah, Mom asked me what I should have done differently, and I said I shouldn't have thrown the football at my brother either time. And my brother agreed that he made things worse by throwing the ball back at me, and my dad said, "You boys need to get along." Actually, he said it more like, "You boys need to get along." He still hadn't gotten his breath back.
You know, you said that happened a few days ago, so have things gotten better between you and your brother?
They really have, Jesse. My brother and I have been getting along so much better, and Dad's brushed his teeth so he doesn't smell like tuna anymore.
You know, hearing that makes me happy, especially the tuna part. And something that always makes me happy, even more happy, is when we hear from our listeners. And we got this comment and question the other day. Let's hear it.
The first commandment says love God more than anything else. Does that mean I have to not do the stuff I love or stop playing video games?
Oh, that's a great question. And I will answer it with another question. Do you love video games more than you love God?
Wow, Bob. You know, I can tell that you've been reading your Bible because Jesus asked a lot of good questions that got to the heart of what was happening in different situations. You know, he made people think about their heart and their actions. And we can tell a lot about our priorities by how we spend our time. You know, if we spend more time watching TV or playing video games than we do praying or reading our Bible, well, then we probably need to adjust our schedule.
Okay, I'm going to do something I rarely do. I'm going to stay on topic. The first commandment does say to put nothing in our lives above God. We may not worship another God, but I've seen kids who sort of worship being popular or looking perfect or having the right clothes or even video games. It's easy for stuff to take over first place in our lives, but that's God's place.
Yeah, and if we love God more than anything else, then it should help us to have more peaceful conflict resolution.
I think I see where you're going with this, although it's a little off topic. But God loves everyone. So if we love God and want to make him happy, then we should love other people. If we love other people, it should help us stay in control of our emotions if an argument breaks out or, you know, if we feel someone has treated us poorly.
Yeah, that's right. You know, in fact, driving to the studio today when someone cut me off in traffic, instead of getting mad, I just backed off the gas a little bit and let the other car go on. You know, I gave the driver the benefit of the doubt. You know, maybe he was having a bad day or he was late for a meeting. Giving others grace and keeping the peace can feel really great. It's also really great when we listen to each other so we can better understand each other and come up with better resolutions to our problems.
I totally agree with you, Jesse. And I hear you. That reminds me of another story that has to do with a peaceful conflict resolution. Last summer, I borrowed Billy's baseball glove. His glove is way better than mine, but he was going out of town with his family, so I asked if I could borrow it for the week. He told me to take really good care of it, and I did for about 2 days.
I thought you said you borrowed it for a week, so what happened?
Jesse, I left it outside, and it rained that night. It actually poured all night. It rained so hard that I thought animals might start lining up in pairs. The next morning, I saw Billy's glove laying in the backyard, and my heart sank. I mean, Billy's my best friend, and his glove now looked like a swollen, water-soaked lump of leather. So I asked my dad what to do.
It's good to get advice from adults, you know, when you don't know what to do. So I think that's why God gives us parents.
I totally agree. Dad told me I needed to replace it, and I knew he was right. So I took some of my chore money, and I bought Billy an even better glove than the one he had. And when Billy got home, I explained to him what happened.
So was Billy mad?
At first, I was worried he would be, but he wasn't. He was actually pretty excited about the new glove, and I felt good for doing the right thing.
Well, you handled that pretty peacefully. You know, God wants us to treat others with respect. And if we consistently do that, we'll always end up with a peaceful resolution. It reminds me of the scripture in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8, where it says, "Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins."
Another one that goes with that scripture is John chapter 15, verse 12. It says, "My command is this, love each other as I have loved you." I think that's a good challenge, and it's a great way to end this podcast.
And you know another great way to end the podcast?
Oh, please don't say with a joke.
Well, since you brought it up, what happens when it rains cats and dogs?
I have no idea.
Well, I don't either, but you have to be careful to not step in a poodle. Poodle.
Okay, Jesse, that was a pretty good one. Our listeners must be sending you better jokes.
Well, anyway, that's the end of today's official Average Boy podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family. You can read Adventures of Average Boy, written by Bob Smiley, as told to Bob Smiley, every month in Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine. Just go to averageboy.org to find out how to sign up for a subscription.
And if you want to read some of the books that will make you laugh and help you grow closer to God, just look for Devotions for Super Average Kids, books 1 and 2. They're filled with jokes, advice, biblical wisdom, and lots of adventures.
And if you enjoyed listening to the podcast, let us know. You can message us at averageboy.org by clicking on the Ask Average Boy link, or you can call and leave us a message at 888-465-6595. Just make sure to get your parents' permission before you call, because we may use your comment, question, and your voice on a future podcast.
Anyway, as always, I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, telling you, keeping the peace doesn't make you average.
It makes you super average. He's average.